Hey there, and welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope with Rodney Mathers. The Journey of Hope is a very special podcast that's designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration, and we've got an excellent show for you today. My special guest is Mr. Mo Stiegel. You'll want to stay tuned for that, and we'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. On the Journey of Hope with Rodney Mathers, my very special guest, Mr. Stephen Askew, Coach Q as he's called. You'll want to be sure and stay tuned for that very special interview right here on the Journey of Hope with Rodney Mathers. Hi, everybody, and welcome back. I have on the phone with me Mr. Mo Stiegel. Mo is an author and a motivational speaker and has written a book called Against All Odds, I Can Be, 10 Steps to Revolutionize Your Destiny. Welcome, Mo. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. I really appreciate you guys having me.
Hey, listen, where are you, by the way?
Today I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. I'll tell you what, we're going to just jump off into square one here and get a little bit of your background. Mo, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. I grew up here, went to school here, and moved away, went off to try my hand at a variety of different things until I finally found my niche, which is public speaking and, I since have done a number of things from television, radio, traveling the country, speaking at various colleges, universities, and for organizations and corporate events. And now, as of this past December, I have become an author. And so I think I am one to say that dreams are forever until you decide to give up and stop dreaming.
Well, tell me about the I Can Be Foundation. That's one of the things I read about you that I was really interested in. What is that all about?
The I Can Be Foundation is a 501c3 organization, and we really are striving to assist underserved individuals and communities because, as kids, we're told, well, you can be whatever you want to be. Yet, as adults, young adults, a vast majority of people are not. And so that's why we created the I Can Be Foundation, because we really want to show people that you can achieve your goals. Now, you may not achieve everything you ever desire to do in life, because it may not be your purpose, but We're here to assist you formulate those things, help you with budget building, career coaching, and really just really allowing some of those things to come true by providing necessary resources, opportunities, and in some cases, a little financial assistance. So we want to be a support system, a nurturing support system, that provide those tools and resources and guidance to mentorship, scholarships, and enrichment programs. So that's what the I Can Be Foundation is all about.
Well, that you bring up a good point there. You know, some of the people that listen to this show, me included, sometimes, you know, we just feel kind of stuck. You know, like we can't move forward. And so, Mo, what kind of advice do you have along those lines about getting the wheels turning and moving in the right direction for people that are on parole and maybe just coming out of prison and their sentences have discharged?
Well, first and foremost, I have to say that life is not over for you. We all have made some choices that we may not be completely comfortable with. We may, in some cases, regret, for lack of a better term. But at the end of the day, I believe wholeheartedly in second chances and the fact that we was all created with a destiny intact, a purpose. And a lot of times, one of my pet peeves with society is we are one, and I'm not country bashing, but America is really big on seeking out forgiveness, but little do they often want to give it. And I think that's something that as a country we have to work on, because not every offender comes out of a correctional institution and will repeat that crime. I often say we have to surround them with the nurturing tools and resources that will allow them. And at the end of the day, everybody has a choice. So for someone who's really gotten their mind right and they're really looking for a clean slate and really want a second chance, I say you cannot give up, because you don't want to allow your dreams to die on the treadmill. You have to outrun that treadmill. And life is about persistence and progress. And we've been taught if you do a thing enough, eventually you're going to get some results. Those results may not come expedient for you. In some cases, the road to success and progress is longer than that for others. But, you know, I say stay consistent, because staying consistent with the things that you want to do in the positive direction, it shows people that they can trust you, that you are trustworthy, and who cares about the rap that you got that landed you where you went? It's all about where you're going now. So I often tell people, you can't live your life looking in the rearview mirror, because if you do that, you'll miss the beautiful drive up the coast.
I noticed that along those lines, you said that we don't get what we deserve in life. We get what we are prepared for. Why don't you explain that for us?
Yeah, you know, oftentimes people say, well, I deserve that. And in some cases, sometimes more than others, we're not really prepared for the things that come to light. Give it everything you got every day, and those opportunities that you seek out for will eventually come.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the part about being prepared. What can you tell us as ex-offenders along those lines to things that will help us be prepared for opportunities when they come up? What kinds of advice can you give us along those lines?
Well, you know, it oftentimes depends on the opportunity that you are seeking. If it's employment, making sure that you prepare your resume, keep it fresh, get some other eyes on it to help you out. Because oftentimes, I mean, when I was pushing resumes, I often thought I was saying all the right things, but I'm learning now, years and years later, that they have videos on YouTube, which is YouTube should become every man's best friend, every woman's best friend. I used YouTube this past weekend at a keynote address, and I used it to learn how to tie a tie. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, most people did not know how to tie a tie. So I went on YouTube, typed in how to tie a tie, and this guy had already created a video, walked me right through it. I stood right here in the mirror looking at him, looking at me, and I learned how to tie a tie this weekend. And cool. So I also saw they have how-to videos on a number of things. And so resume is one of those things. If that's something that you need to beef up and prepare up, And it shows you how a lot of online assistance for a number of things that we want to do is simply just typing in the Google search and saying how to do X, Y, Z. So that's the ones we, or ways we can be prepared. If you're looking to be a public speaker, or if you have a problem with communication, is talking to yourself in the mirror, or talking to friends and loved ones, and really plan the part that you want to play. If it's going on a job interview, say you ace the whole resume portion, you got that in the can, but you sometimes may not get things, you may not be able to close the deal when you show up in person. Well, then that's something else, because now you have to look at answering those questions properly and making sure that you're connecting with people. And again, YouTube is your best friend. Google and YouTube should become your best friend, because you can type in how to anything, and if somebody has come along and made a video or put it in a book, it's available for us. And so that's one of the things that I have done in the past to get prepared, is I'll go to the library, check out books, because that's free. All you need is a valid ID to get a library card. And so that's one way you can prepare yourself, because they have a plethora of information and books that we can get to learn how to do the things we want to do. Preparation, again, could be in part to, let's say you've been trying to get a job and nobody's hired you, but you've always had a passion or inkling on the inside of you to start a business. Well, hey, the library is your friend. YouTube, Google's your friend to start a business. So, you know, preparation, it comes in a number of ways, and there's so many things we can do to get prepared for the opportunities that we want, or the ones that we seek to create.
I noticed here that you do some work with AIDS. What prompted you to go in that direction and to help out in that way?
I lost my cousin. I first was introduced to AIDS through my cousin, who passed away in 1992. And it was fairly new to me and my family at that time. Well, we fast forward 8 years later, my mother passed away from AIDS in 2000, and it really prompted me to stop talking about it and really start doing something. And so I started enlisting my services to volunteer and help assist with HIV and AIDS awareness, and it has grown to now through my foundation. This past year we did two huge national AIDS events, AIDS awareness events, and you know, I think so many of us, and I mean, AIDS affects every community, no matter what your social background, financial status is, or ethnicity, it affects everybody. And so, you know, that's what prompted me to get involved, because it hit my family, hit me indirectly, and my family directly. And so, you know, I think it's very important for everybody to be educated on it, and for those who may be living with it, or those who may be affected indirectly with it, to be encouraged, and everyone to be empowered, because AIDS is not what it was 10, 11 years ago. Technology has advanced so much, so you can live longer with the disease now, and so there's a lot more hope and optimism with living with the disease, and that's something that comes with the educational piece of letting people know, hey, it's no longer a death sentence. It's definitely not something you want to get, so we have to use the precautionary measures to go about preventing it, but if you happen to contract it, the medicines and things are so far advanced that you can live with it now. And you can live a healthy and prosperous life with it. So, you know, that's what got me involved. That's what keeps me involved, because so many more people need to be enriched, educated, encouraged, and empowered through it.
Let's talk a little bit about your book. What prompted you to write the book? Why the book?
Well, I felt in this day and time that so many people were searching in search of hope. So many people felt like, you know, in these uncertain times, you're dealing with economic disparity, you're dealing with emotional discomfort, you're dealing with despondency, and there was just really a need for motivation and empowerment. And, you know, when you look at everywhere you turn around and every walk you have, you know, people are feeling immovable and overwhelmed. And people needed to know that no matter how high the odds were stacked against them or are stacked against them, that they could get through them. And I look at obstacles as hurdles, and I look at us as hurdlers. And so we have the ability to do what the hurdles will place on the track to do, and that is simply jump over them. And so I decided that I would share a lot of my life stories and a lot of adversities, from being homeless to sleeping in the back of the church van to losing my mother to AIDS and losing my uncle to a brain hemorrhage, losing my grandmother. And this stuff happened simultaneously, going through a failed marriage. You know, a number of life setbacks that had hit me, and I could have easily given up, but I did not. And so I wanted to show people that if I could make it, you can make it, and give them a little hope for whatever situation or thing they may be dealing with. And it may not even be an adverse situation. I also talk about how to achieve your goals in my book. I also talk about how to discover your worth as an individual in my book as well. So there's a number of different things that I felt like could help a number of people, and what better time than the present?
Excellent, and I love the fact that those of us that listen to the show can use what you're saying as a model to overcome adversity, and that's why I recommend your book. And how can we go about getting a hold of a copy of it and getting in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me through my website, mostegall.com. That's mostegall.com. And you can pick up a copy of my book there, or you can get it at Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Borders. So definitely pick up a copy. I'm telling you, it is a life changer, not because I wrote it, but because you can go to Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, and you'll see other people from all around this country talking about how much this book has helped them, and they have various different backgrounds and different lives. And one of the things I continually hear about this book is how people say, I feel like you're talking to me. It's like I'm having a conversation with you. It's not one of those self-help books that's telling me what I should be doing or what I shouldn't have done, but it's actually helping me and assisting me along my journey, and it's giving me a lot of different nuggets along the trail. And so that's one of the reasons why I really want people to get this in their heart and in their homes, because I truly believe it's going to make a difference in your life. It's going to transform your thinking. I believe you change your view, you change your direction, and sometimes that's what we need.
Mostegall, the book is called Against All Odds, I Can Be 10 Steps to Revolutionize Your Destiny. Mo, I want to thank you for being on the Journey of Hope today.
Thank you so much for having me.
My name's Rodney Mathers. We'll be right back after this.
Sure do love hearing from you. You can catch me at MathersRodney at yahoo.com. That's MathersRodney at yahoo.com. You can also catch our Twitter feed. It's Rodney Mathers at Twitter. You can just Google Rodney Mathers and you'll find that Twitter feed real quick. I also want to thank all the people on Facebook that are following the page that's maintained by my wife, Rose. You can check that page out at Rosa Mathers on Facebook. Got a lot of friends there, and we love communicating with you. Keep up the cards and letters. We love to hear from you. We'll be right back after this.
That's
Come to the end of another show. I sure enjoyed having you with me today. I want to thank my special guest, Mr. Mo Stiegel, and I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? See you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.